Are You Owned by Jesus or by the Vatican, the Devil? By Tony Alamo, 2013. Communitarianism is the Vatican's justification for the community's rights taking precedence over those of the individual. In the U.S. Constitution, we are guaranteed the rights we are born with: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The last right, from the philosophy of John Locke, an 18th century writer whose writings influenced Thomas Jefferson in his writing of the Declaration of Independence, was property. Property is not just land. You are your own property. Do you want to own yourself, or do you want someone else to own you? The hatred or abhorrence of slavery was a fundamental element in the original draft of the Declaration of Independence. How can we justify individual rights when the community makes claims to them? According to the U.S. Constitution, the community is not the one with the rights. You, the individual, have the rights. The community has no rights under the U.S. Constitution. Individuals have rights and responsibilities, but the community as a whole? What constitutional law refers to this? What in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence has anything to do with such a thing? Whenever you try to justify, subsume, subordinate, or consensusize the individual's rights, you'll get something different than what we are guaranteed under the Constitution. Communitarianism, again, is the Vatican's justification for taking away your individual rights in exchange for the rights of the community, defined now as the, quote, Vatican's global community, unquote. This is being pitched to you by the Vatican's media as the new enlightened form of political discourse, political correctness, and Roman Catholic canon law. According to the Vatican one-worlders, you are selfish if you insist on your individual rights and freedoms. This is called, quote, sustainable development, unquote, by the UN one-world government led by the Vatican. They say that this is good for the planet. They tell you it is in everyone's best interest, that this is for your security, for your health, for protecting your children, for limiting workplace violence, for putting an end to bullying, and for protecting everyone's rights in the future. All of these are praiseworthy and commendable ideas. However, they always result in more restrictive laws that affect everyone. What does that mean? One example is that in certain areas, if you don't mow your lawn, you have violated the law. They criminalize citizens for minding their own business and trying to live peaceable lives while discriminalizing criminals. In many towns, good ordinances have been criminalized. Will your child have a criminal record if he calls another kid a queer? Will you be held responsible if your employee shoots someone and you knew he was upset over a breakup with his wife? Will your 15-year-old daughter be strip-searched at the airport? Will you lose custody of your 10-year-old because he is obese? Or will you lose custody of the rest of your children because the Vatican accuses you of being a pedophile, says the church your children attend must be destroyed, and decides your children must be adopted out or be sent to foster homes run by homosexuals and lesbians? All of this can happen if your church is not a Catholic church. Most government officials and judges, from the president on down, are Catholics. They will take all your property and dispose of it for pennies on the dollar. Will you be evicted from your apartment because you smoked on your balcony in violation of a local ordinance? Will you be taxed for driving 15 miles to work instead of riding your bike? Will you be fined for watering your vegetable garden? Will your smart meter be used to tell advertisers what to sell you? Will your smart vehicle with remote shut-off capability be shut down by someone in your state capital while you're driving? Will your neighbor report you to the community-oriented policing unit of your local police department because you seem to be acting strangely? Will you be denied the right to use the water in your well? Will you be required to pay triple your original electricity rates because your town has decided to go into the power business, community aggregate power generation? Will you be required to donate acres of your ranch land for county open space before you can put a house on it? Will you pay years of property tax without receiving any services for it because redevelopment debt has crippled your city? Will you be required to do your mandatory volunteering before you can get your child into Little League? Will you be accused of not caring about the planet if you question sustainable development? Your rights have been taken away. Welcome to the Vatican's New World Order of the 21st century. For centuries, the Vatican has always stated, quote, to hell with the U.S. Constitution, unquote. They are now coming up with a new law which states their troops can kill you without a trial if you speak against the government. But I and my church are not against the United States government, the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. All these new laws are coming from the Roman Catholic Church's Vatican New World Order canon law, not the United States' law. They are currently running both laws side by side, making it difficult to discern the evil they are doing. The laws I've mentioned that they're making up are not U.S. laws at all. They are destroying the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, our freedoms. The Vatican is the homosexual pedophile church cult. Why are their churches not closed down, their properties not taken, and their children not adopted out? God calls this evil worldwide organization, quote, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, the Antichrist government and church cult, the beast. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, unquote. Revelation chapter 17, verses 5 and 6. The bottom line is that the plans of the UN Roman Catholic Vatican World Government and the New World Order are to take control of all land use and not leave any of the decision-making in the hands of private citizens, private property owners. It is assumed that people are not good stewards of their land and that the government will do a better job if it is in control. Who in the government do you believe can do a better job of this than you can? Obama? Clinton? Bush? Perhaps Jimmy Carter? Individual rights in general are to give away to the needs of communities as determined by the Vatican goons. Moreover, people should be rounded up off of the land and packed into human settlements or, quote, islands of human habitation, unquote, as they are called in the plans of the UN Vatican's One World Government, so they will be close to employment centers and transportation. Another program called the Wild Lands Project spells out how most of the land is to be set aside for non-humans. In anticipation of our objections to such plans, our civil rights will be dissolved. The UN Vatican's One World Government plan cites the affluence of Americans as being a major problem which needs to be corrected. It calls for lowering the standard of living for Americans so that the people in poorer countries will have more, a redistribution of wealth. Although people around the world aspire to achieve the levels of prosperity we have in our country and will risk their lives to get here, Americans are cast in a very negative light and will be taken down to a condition closer to that of the average person in the world. Only then will there be social justice, which is a cornerstone of the UN Vatican's One World Government's plan. The United Nations has no business interfering with the personal property of American citizens. The United States and the Vatican's UN One World Government have very different laws. The Roman Catholic UN law is One World Roman Canon Law, which says, quote, to hell with the U.S. Constitution, unquote. but I say as an American, quote, to hell with Roman canon law. It has no place in our country, unquote. The law of the United States of America, which I love, is the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, which states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Unalienable means that may not be taken away or transferred, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive, like the Vatican's Antichrist UN, of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. I say abolish it, and to institute new government that is godly and American, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem more likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. The UN Vatican's One World Government policies date back to the 1970s, but they got their real start in 1992 at the United Nations Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, when President Bush signed onto them along with the leaders of 178 other countries. Because these are what they call, quote, soft laws, unquote, they did not have to be ratified by our Congress. The following year, President Clinton began to implement these changes by creating the President's Council on Sustainable Development, PCSD, made up of cabinet-level government officials, captains of industry, including Ken Lay of Enron, and nonprofit groups such as the Sierra Club. One of the first tasks of the PCSD was to give a multi-million-dollar grant to the American Planning Association to design a legislative guidebook to be used as a blueprint for every city, county, and state in the United States in order to implement the UN Vatican's One World Government Plan. Okay, you say, this may be interesting, but I don't see how that really affects me. Here are a few ways in which you will be affected. No matter where you live, you will more than likely see that there have been hundreds of condos built or planned in the center of your town, like so many pigeonhole chicken coops in which to herd the general population. Over the last 12 years, there has been a, quote, planning revolution, unquote, across the U.S. It was implementation of what the Vatican calls, quote, growing smart, unquote. They call what they are doing growing smart because they want you to believe that if you read their book and follow their plan, go along with what they are doing, that you, like so many little sheep, will be growing smart. However, it's all Vatican propaganda, Vatican brainwash. Your commercial, industrial, and multi-residential land was secretly, without your knowledge, rezoned to, quote, mixed use, unquote. Nearly everything that got approvals for development was designed the same way. Ground floor retail with two or three stories of residential above, quote, mixed use, unquote, is very hard to finance for construction and very hard to manage, since it has to have a high density of people in order to justify the retail. Much of this type of development is uninhabited, and most of the ground floor retail is also empty. There is a high bankruptcy rate on this type of multi-use construction. How does this affect you? Most of your towns provided funding and/or infrastructure development for these private projects. They used redevelopment agency funds, which is your money, specifically your property taxes. Have you noticed there's very little money left in your city's general fund now? And most of that is going to pay police and fire? Your streetlights are off, your parks are shaggy, your roads are potholed, and your county hospitals are closing. The money that should have been used for these things has been diverted into the Vatican's redevelopment agency for the past 30 years. It's one of the only agencies in the government that can float a bond without a vote of the people. They did that. And now you're going to be paying off those bonds for the next 30 to 45 years with your property taxes. Did you know that? What does all this have to do with the Vatican's master plan? Redevelopment is a tool used to further the Vatican's agenda of world domination, of remaking America's cities. With redevelopment, cities have the right to take your property by eminent domain against your will, the property owner, and give it or sell it to a private developer. They'll be telling you that it's better for you. However, since they've put in nice streetlights and colored paving downtown, cities have had thousands of condos built in the redevelopment areas and are telling you that you are terrible for wanting your own yard, for wanting privacy, for not wanting to be dictated to by a condo homeowners association board, for being antisocial, for not going along to get along, and for not moving into a cramped, overpriced apartment downtown where they can use your property taxes to pay off that huge bond debt. It's not working and you don't want to move, so they have to force you. Quote, human habitation, unquote, as it is referred to now, is restricted to lands within the urban growth boundaries of the city. Only certain building designs are permitted. Rural property is more and more restricted in what it can be used for. Although counties say they support agricultural uses, eating locally produced food, farmers markets, etc., there are so many regulations restricting water and land use, such as scenic corridors, inland rural corridors, baylands corridors, area plans, specific plans, redevelopment plans, huge fees and fines, that farmers are losing their lands altogether. County roads are not being paved. The push is for more people to get off the land, become more dependent upon Rome's UN government, and come into the cities. They want people to get out of the suburbs and move into the cities, to leave their private homes and move into condos, to get rid of their private cars and start riding their bikes. They want everybody to ride bikes so that they can avoid building parking lots in the metropolitan areas. They want to condition everybody into living as the Chinese and Japanese do, to sleep in little coffin-sized spaces. Won't that be fun? We're losing our homes since this recession/depression began, and many of us could never afford those homes to begin with. We got cheap money, used whatever we had to get into those homes, and now some of us lost them. You were lured, indebted, and ruined. Whole neighborhoods are empty in some areas, and some are being bulldozed. Cities cannot afford to extend services outside of their metropolitan areas. Very soon, people will not be able to afford single-family homes and will not be able to afford private cars. You will be more dependent upon Rome's canon law, which is not the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. When you say that you hate these new laws, you're not saying that you hate the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. You're saying you hate the Roman canon law, which is the same as saying you hate the United Nations Antichrist law, the devil's law. Now they say they're going to shoot us without trial if we speak evil of the law. But what law are they talking about? Are they talking about the laws of our land, which the President of the United States swears to uphold and defend? By this, I mean the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. Or do they mean the Roman canon law, the UN law? The one world government today speaks evil of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. But you can be sure that they're not going to kill anyone for talking evil about the law of our land, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, because they themselves speak evil of them. What they want is for you to never speak evil of Rome's one world government law, the UN law, the law of Antichrist, the devil's law, which is not the law of our land at all. I am an American, and I will never speak evil of the moral law of God, nor will I be a traitor to the American people or to the United States of America. Every politician knows that they are for the United Nations and not the USA. But I am for the USA, not the United Nations. The United Nations is the Antichrist government. If you are a taxpayer, you must tell the politicians in your area that you want your taxes to go for the maintenance of the area in which you live, not 20, 30, 40, or 50 miles away from you in some downtown neighborhood. They are manipulating you. They think you are stupid. They don't realize you know they're ripping you off and insulting you. If you won't be patriotic and support the United States government, then what are you? In order for us to stand as a country, all of us have to be patriotic and stand up for our rights. You can't allow the satanic foreign government to come into our country and push you around. You have to stand up for your rights. You can't let these people pigeonhole you into living in chicken coop-like facilities. They've slandered me so much. For so many years, you haven't listened to me, but God sent me to lead you. You need to make a stand for your family and your country, and you need to make a stand for Almighty God. You need to begin walking in the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When the Vatican's people make statements saying they're going to kill you, if you speak up against what they're doing, you know there's nothing left for you but to make a stand against this evil force. The Lord requires that we make a stand against Satan, or he'll spit us out of his body. If you're full of zeal for the Lord and the Word of God, then you're doing what the Lord commands you to do. You are the body, the temple of Christ, if you are born again of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 12 verse 27. Jesus says in Revelation 3:15, 16 and 19 through 21, I know thy works, which are nothing, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, out of my body, the body of Christ's salvation. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Get busy making a stand against Satan and his Antichrist Vatican government. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Christianity is not for wishy-washy, Casper milquetoast people. Christianity is only for the strong. Quote, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, not to any Antichrist government, but to the people of God, the people of the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. Unquote. Joshua 1, verses 1 through 3. When God gave land to Israel, and our land to us, he, God, didn't mean for Israel or for us to give our land to what the Bible calls, quote, the beast, unquote, the Antichrist, the one world government, the dreadful and terrible nation mentioned in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, and strong exceedingly, which must be resisted, and it has great iron teeth to devour us with, and it has been doing for many years. It devours and breaks in pieces. It is breaking the entire world into pieces and stamps the residue with the feet of it. Chapter 13 of Revelation states, quote, and he, the one world Antichrist government, doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. War like miracles like hydrogen bombs, A-bombs, satellites, and drones, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, Satan's one world government of Rome, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. We who are Christians are the image and likeness of God. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. We who are Christians are the image and likeness of God. The image of the beast is the Vatican's UN military force, which had the wound by a sword when Rome fell in the past and burned, and did live, was once a great military force, then fell, and now in these last days has been revived by the spirit of Satan, whom the Lord will soon destroy. And he had power to give life, military money, unto the image of the beast, the Vatican's UN military force, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast, obey the Vatican's UN military force, should be killed. The Vatican's UN military forces will put you to death. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. If you take this mark, it is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and there is no forgiveness for this horrible sin. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, the Vatican's world government, or the number of his name. Revelation 13, verses 13 through 17. By reading all that you have in this literature, you should be able to see we are very close to all these events and to the end of time. You should see what they are doing, and you should know what the end of all these things shall be. God told Joshua that no man shall, quote, be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. If you're a Christian and you have earned the money to buy your land, it's your land. It does not belong to any satanic alien government. God gave it to you. God told Joshua that no man shall, quote, be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Bracket. If you're a Christian and you have earned the money to buy your land, it's your land. It does not belong to any satanic alien government. God gave it to you. Unbracket. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Unquote. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. I recently received a letter from a young man in one of the churches that I pastor for the Lord. He said he had a problem with pornography and sincerely wanted to know how to defeat this problem. I told him that there is no shortcut, that he must keep his mind stayed upon the Lord for the rest of his life, if he's truly sincere about defeating Satan and his wicked, sensual thoughts. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 states, quote, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, such as pornography, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Unquote. Pray always that God will destroy the works of the devil. Pray this prayer constantly. Pray always, Luke 21, verse 36. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Do this and live faith in God's power. Start out now by saying this prayer. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul, and I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.